Those on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask L radio talk show about relationships. And we also have with us our co-host with the most, Coco Lenny Matthews.
Good evening.
Hello, Lenny.
Good to see you. Hello.
Good to see you again, too, L.
Thank you. Always good to see you, Mr.
It's Halloween tonight. How come we're not out there?
Boo.
Boo. Oh, I'm so scared.
Are you scared?
I'm scared. Harlow's out there.
You should be scared.
Spider-Man
tonight. Aww.
I am going trick or treating after this.
Oh, where at?
Not telling you.
Okay. You are going trick or treating?
Yeah, and I'm not sharing my candy either.
Yeah, well, don't come knocking on my door because I don't have any candy. Our phone number here, folks, is 530-605-4567. You can listen to us also at 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Or you can just go online to KCNR1460.com. Hit the live green button. You can also text L at
707-499-8999.
Thank you.
You're a goof.
I was trying to see if I could throw you off.
I didn't even get it because you
I'm not
it.
Sure why Lenny chimes in on that
I
last little bit, but it's become a thing. So now I'm messing with her. Yeah.
So. Or you can also message any of us on Messenger, Ask L, Lenny Matthews, and myself, Ron Lim. And Lenny is going to tell us all about our great sponsor tonight.
Yes, K&S Staffing Solutions Incorporated. Say that 10 times. They are a true industrial staffing company. They're OSHA approved. They're local right here in Reading. This is a husband and wife team. They're awesome people. And I think personally what sets this staffing company apart from the rest is they interview both the employer looking for the employee and the potential employees. So when someone calls and says they need a certain person to fill a job, K&S knows exactly who they're going to pick and who they send.
I love that.
Yeah, and so there's a lot of personal time spent with both sides.
It gives you a lot of confidence on either side.
It's very successful that way, too.
Person looking for
a job. Yeah. They are located on Bocelli Lane, off of in the Bocelli Lane shopping center there. So you can walk in the door. You can give them a call at 530-605-4517. And all you have to do is tell them what you need, and they'll get you the perfect fit. Both sides of the coin there. So
K&S
Staffing, they're amazing.
What a good way to do that.
Yep. We love them.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, we do.
Mr. Lim, what's our topic?
Oh, that's my line. Mr. Lip, no.
What is our topic? You know what our topic is.
Hey, L, what the L are we talking about?
We are talking about, okay, so, you know, we get crazy requests for subjects, different subjects.
Never.
Ever?
Never.
Always. Always. Okay. And so some of the requests that we get, we try to have fun with.
This one?
Yeah, flirting.
Are you flirting with me?
He's not speechless very often, but he's speechless.
I'm speechless.
Yeah. So this tonight's topic is on flirting, but you know, flirting after a specific age, and is it different after a different age than when you're younger? And I say absolutely,
most
it's very
definitely
different when you're younger. Yeah.
And Ron has a class that he is going to teach called Flirting 101 over 60, because let me tell you something, this guy is, he's a pro.
Over 70. Oh, well, thanks. No, I'm hoping you'll learn something here tonight.
I'm going to say that as long as Ron's been a friend, as much as I've seen him in action and know him, he's just really a friendly guy.
Exactly.
He's a friendly guy, and you do a lot for the community, and you have really sparkly, shiny things like airplanes and cars, and you use them to serve the community well, I have to say. So, you know, so maybe there is something to that. Like, maybe there is something to just being a really nice person that naturally draws people.
That everybody knows, and he likes blonde women, and...
That's just a myth, you guys. That's just a myth.
Well, I have some really shiny things, too, but it's not getting me any dates.
Well, are you even trying?
No.
There you go. You have to, you know...
See, the thing with you, Ron, and you do have quite a few people that... are always around you, but from what I can see, it's because you genuinely invest in people's lives. I don't think people know that about you, because your Facebook posts might tell a different story, but...
They're just for fun.
Yeah. You know, he's really, really does a lot for people. The amount of rides he gives to people in his airplane as something, he gifts this to people.
Share my passion.
Yeah, you share your passion.
I like people to be able to see.
Give them a magical experience.
Yeah, something that they never
see. So maybe that's part of flirting.
I haven't actually seen you flirt. Have you? Have you seen him flirt?
No. Yes.
Okay. What does it look like when Ron flirts?
I'm not saying.
Well, I'd like to know.
Inquiring mind.
I am just a friendly.
I can honestly say.
I've seen you flirt too, Lenny, and you don't realize you're doing it.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I am not an obvious
flirter.
No, I'm really, really friendly, and I love to engage with people.
See,
but
same as me.
But if I'm not feeling anything from someone like chemistry.
Yeah, just move away.
You'll find me. I don't engage
very
much.
Don't waste your time.
But I can honestly say that I remember having crushes in high school and flirting. I was deliberately trying to get their attention. Now.
It doesn't work.
It did a little bit.
Oh, did
I
it?
Think. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it did.
Okay.
But now, number one, I must be really picky because I don't usually find anybody I want to flirt with. And number two, it's a lot of work. I'd rather just be who I am.
Well, that,
and walk up and engage with someone and then kind of let nature
you're giving
take
away the secret. After researching this online, because I cannot flirt. I've never been successful at flirting. Have you guys ever seen me flirt?
No.
Ever?
Yes.
What? You have not.
I am
why
very. I am observant.
No. I didn't get that skill set. At least I didn't think so. But after studying for tonight's topic, and flirting, and then again flirting, you know, trying to focus on age appropriate flirting, it's kind of just there's not as much mystery to it as you would think there is, but it's also unexpected. So I think that there's hope for all of us after kind of diving into this. Although I did wish that there were some more, like, just make it black and white for me. If I do this will happen.
Well, you know, in reading the notes here after your research, some of them are even funny. The tips for flirting, it's like, I can't do that.
We're going to dive into this.
I can't do that.
I think this is a great subject.
It's a lot of fun. It was actually like last week's subject.
There's a lot of people out there listening that probably would like to say something. So our number is 530-605-4567.
You have any stories or...
Tips.
Or
flirting tips.
Yeah. Some people just do it naturally. Some people are naturally very charismatic and draw people into them, like moths to a flame. And... I notice that when people are like that, I tend to stand back.
Me too.
And just watch.
I don't trust that.
Just stand back. Because the thing with that is when somebody's charismatic and skillful, charming, then I don't feel special.
Mm-mm.
I'm being, you know, I can't take that as a cue that they're interested
exactly
in me. I'm taking that as a cue of, okay, right now they're... they're working it. They have an angle. There's something that they want to try to accomplish. I get that, and it's a skill set, and it works.
But it doesn't feel genuine and real. And
yeah, in some cases, no.
Yeah, I don't want any part of that.
So we are going to, boy, we wasted that 15 minutes.
Wow.
chatting about what we're going to chat about.
That wasn't a waste.
We went through 15 minutes. So after the break, we're going to take a break now. After the break, we're going to dive into some of the stuff I pulled off the internet. You guys can do just as good a job pulling stuff off the internet, but we will
but not
be back
near
in a couple
as much
of minutes.
Fun. That's
much fun. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Kindness Revolution, Wendy Douglas Insurance.
At Siebel Nicholas, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Siebel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Siebel Nicholas. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Explore the wonder and science of wintry landscapes at Turtle Bay's newest museum exhibition, Snow. Tiny Crystals Global Impact, on display September 16th through December 31st at Turtle Bay Museum. This exhibit dives deep into the environment, culture, adaptations, and sciences all about snow as a valuable resource. Great for all ages. Snow. Tiny Crystals Global Impact is presented by Carolina Giramonti in memory of Nick L. and Claudia Giramonti. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Good evening, this is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Elle Relationship Talk Show. And we have with us also our co-host with the most,
Lenny Matthews.
Good evening.
Oh, good to see you guys again. Ooh. Back from the break. And
I'm flirting with you, Lenny Matthews.
Well, that sounded flirty.
Don't you raise your eyebrow.
That sounded flirty. Did it? Before Lenny tells us about our sponsor, our phone number here. Is 530-605-4567. Call in. We want to hear some of your flirting tips or bad experiences with flirting.
Yep.
96.5 FM, 1460 AM, live, online, KCNR1460.com. You can also text Elle herself at
707-499-8999.
That was nice. That was in harmony even.
Thank you.
Or you can also message us on Facebook, Ask Elle, Lenny Matthews, and Ron Lim. Okay.
All right. I'm going to
tell us about our
Yes. Our sponsor this month is K&S Staffing Solutions Incorporated. They are a true industrial staffing company. They're OSHA approved, which means you're going to have some job opportunities that you wouldn't with another staffing company. I'll just
OSHA approved, big deal,
way big deal, yeah. Way big jobs. We feel like they're the source of your workforce, both for employers and employees. And there's all kinds of categories that they're looking for and that you can apply for. Construction, manufacturing, restoration, automotive, janitorial, medical, administrative, you name it.
Hospitality?
Yes.
That's a broad one.
Yes, yes. See anything else there? Assembly? Clerical, did I say that?
I'm just saying that because that's the only one I would fit in. So I'd be looking for that.
Didn't they help your son find a job?
Yeah.
And he's like, that was a winner.
Win-win. Yeah. Winner, chicken dinner.
So anyway, we love these people. They're amazing. They're a local business. And you can find them off of Bocelli Lane in the Bocelli Lane Shopping Center. I think it's Mission Square.
Yeah.
Or you can give them a buzz at 530-605-4517. K&S Staffing.
Well, thank you for that. And thank you, K&S, for sponsoring us. Okay, so where were we before the break?
Well, our topic is about flirting, which intriguing subject because it's not something I ever felt like I was good at. And Michael, and I'm going to shout out to my nephew, Michael, faithful listener from Ohio. And he says to me, I have no idea how to flirt or if I'm being flirted with. I'm there with you. I get that, Michael. He's saying you have to basically tell me, Michael, I like you or I'm oblivious. I think a lot of people feel that way.
Straightforward.
Yeah. So hopefully we're going to cover some of the signs tonight and some things you can do to flirt. It's, it's not as surprising as I thought and easier than I thought it was going to be. So some of the flirting tips, we're just going to jump right into it.
Let's do this.
This is in no particular order. Literally pulled this stuff off the internet. And
what happened when you were looking at this earlier, you guys?
Oh, gosh. Wait,
going through this?
We'll do it in a little while. We'll get
some
there.
Of these things
I'm sure
are,
the listeners want to hear.
I do.
So what are the cues?
The cues?
If someone's flirting.
Okay, but I got to say something. This I took out one of the words. So on the notes it says cues. If someone's flirting, they have open body language, and I don't know what that means, open body language. I guess it's just not giving you the sense that they're closed off to you. So maybe they're standing, their arms are down to their side. It says open body language, smiling. Oh, here it is. Their arms are uncrossed, and their legs are uncrossed, and they're upward gazing.
Jeez. I'm going to be looking for that.
Hopefully you're standing over them because they're upward gazing. Hopefully you're there and they're gazing at you. So here's some cues that are if men are flirting, they're standing straight, their shoulders are squared, and they're displaying their hands.
I always like that when I can see a man's hands.
I am so curious, but I want pictures with this, honestly. I should have looked up pictures to show me what that looks like. For women, keeping your hair down.
Yes.
Now, how does having your hair down indicate that you're flirting?
Well it's loose.
There's
the loose and free and flicking and twirling. And
so if you want to flirt as a woman, just put your hair down.
Well.
Right?
Well,
that's a start.
You know,
tilting your head.
Before you go any further, I just thought of something. Back in the day, back in the 80s, when I was first single.
Is that the day?
That was the day.
Okay.
Me and a friend of mine, she was a receptionist for the dentist in the office I was in, my acupuncture office. And I was reading a magazine that said 10 things to look for to see if women are flirting, right? And so I read the 10 to her, and she goes, oh, my God, that is too funny. And I said, let's go to all the bars in town one night. And watch and look for these, right? So we did.
What are the 10 things?
Well, I can't remember all, but
why didn't you bring your note?
That was 40 years ago.
Okay.
The hair. You talking about the hair?
Yeah.
Where you kind of just
touching it.
You flick
your
hair.
I'm going to say that you're nervous. As a woman, when we're nervous, we do that too.
Yeah, that. Yeah. Or the kind of the come hither look.
What is the come hither look?
A gaze across the room.
It's like
that.
Huh. Okay.
Then there's the accidental nudge against somebody. Mm-hmm.
So kind of being close and touching, mm-hmm. like a little bit of a...
You know, at the bar, you go and you bump against somebody when you're ordering a drink.
Yeah.
And there were like 7 others, and I can't remember them all now, but we went out.
See if you can Google it.
Okay. And we saw all of them.
Awesome.
Interesting.
We saw all of them.
I love that.
Yeah,
how did you look these up in the 80s when there was no internet?
It was in a magazine.
Oh, in a magazine. Okay.
Yeah, you know, like
Esquire. I love that part.
Vogue,
And 10 tips on how to.
I'm going to go through these cues. Keep the hair down. Tilting your head. So if you, I tilt my head all the time. I think that's because I'm cockeyed.
No, my head's you, always tilted. You have expression.
Yes, I have expression. So my yes. head's always tilted. Keeping, okay, this one's interesting. So if hands you're a woman and you're flirting, or you want to know if a woman's flirting, her hands and her wrists are visible.
Hmm. That means it's open-handed.
Cuff them.
Book them, Dano. Okay, come on.
Okay, let's
give our listeners some good stuff
here.
We have
been giving them good stuff. This is good stuff. Okay, so some...
I'm flirting with you.
But that did not feel like flirting.
Okay.
I would not be impressed by that.
Okay.
So flirting tips. Here's some flirting tips. Like I said, in no particular order, but if you want to flirt... Now, this makes sense to me because we do this naturally. Lean in and show engagement and interest. And I think we do that naturally. I've just leaned into you, Lenny, and lost my mic. So if we... And for women, because that connection, and maybe our bubble is smaller, I've noticed with men, you get too close into their bubble, and it's, you have to make sure you're invited into that bubble.
For sure.
Yeah. So, leaning in, showing engagement and interest, use the, here comes the head tilting again. Now, this one, I think, I like this, because this is natural. Use compliments to demonstrate presence and genuine interest. So, you know, that takes paying attention and being present. And so if someone is interested, or if you're interested in someone, be present. Be engaged in what they're saying. Ask, show genuine interest, ask genuine questions. Like, oh, that's interesting. So what, you know, how, you're a pilot. Okay, so what does it take to become a pilot? Like, is it, that sounds like that would be a lot of work to become a pilot. I have no idea.
I hear that one all the time.
Yeah. So what does it take to become a pilot? That kind of thing. That would be showing interest. Taking, using the moment.
It breaks the ice.
Yeah.
Just talking, saying something.
Well, that's the first thing that comes up with you. I'm a pilot.
No.
Did you know I was a pilot?
No, we don't do that.
Does my hair look like I have it in a pilot ponytail?
We don't do that.
As he's wearing... I can fly t-shirt. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. I forgot.
This head tilting thing is coming up a lot. Mm-hmm. Maintaining strong eye contact. So it's saying 60 to 80% of the time eye contact, but I think during that 60 to 80% of the time, it can't be constant. Like you're kind of looking at
it. Yeah, that would be uncomfortable.
Because I do. I mean, I look at people straight in the eye. Lenny, I'm looking at you in the eye right now. How you feel?
I do, too.
Yeah. Looking at people in the eye, but if you're just gazing at them, then you look weird. Then you look like you need to be on meds, maybe.
But there are people
just,
that don't...
staring at you without
blinking.
There are
people that don't look you in the eye. I've talked to people that just completely look that way. It's like,
yeah.
Hello, are you there? There are people that do that.
Insecure.
Yeah. Or there's people that... when they're talking to you, their eyes are closed. Then you feel like, wait a minute, I'm here.
Mm.
They just kind of close their eyes a lot. Maybe I should take that personal.
Or they look up and blink their eyelashes.
Yeah, to me, that's a sign of nervousness, and I always take it as a challenge. Is there something I can do to make this person feel more comfortable?
What is an eyebrow flash?
I don't. It's a way. It's look like at me, one I'll raised eyebrow. One
but
raised,
for me,
I can't do it.
An eyebrow flash is when I'm upset.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, you can do it.
Yeah.
But I think they're thinking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Different.
That's a little,
different.
Yeah. The little sideways smile, the smirk, the eyebrows up.
Like, hi. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
So there's some flirting tips.
So the rest of it goes, the rest of the face kind of goes with that eyebrow flash.
I like the flushed and blushed.
So, body language cues. I guess this is if you want to know if someone's flirting with you. Now, this is true. If I think someone's... this usually happens when I think someone's just too good-looking to look at. I get embarrassed. Why? Why is that? Have you ever had that happen? Someone's so good-looking, you just get embarrassed. Like,
no.
Oh. Well, okay. You're flushed and blushed. So if someone's flushed and blushed... I'm feeling flushed and blushed.
No. I'm going to look for that one.
Yeah. So if somebody has red cheeks, I wonder if this is equally for men and women.
Well, that's another thing.
I think so.
Red cheeks. So the cheeks, because the blood's rushing, you're feeling embarrassed, and so your body probably feels like it's in trouble, and it's sending blood to that region. Like, help me, Mr. Wizard. Lips.
I heard a chuckle from the producer.
Lips and eyes indicate arousal. How do your eyes indicate arousal? Do they dilate?
Yes. Yes,
you know, I'm never looking at somebody's eyes to see if they're dilated. So, if someone's eyes dilate, that means they open up. The pupils open.
In the pharmacy, that means that they're on a lot of narcotics.
Actually,
what about if they're really small?
Well, I had to say that because that's...
I think it has to do... It's hormonal. I think when they're feeling excited or aroused, their eyes dilate. And it's a very sexy... Look,
so red cheeks, red lips, is it red eyes? Because it's in that category. Well, at any rate, if somebody is flirting with you, there is a chance that they're indicating it through their cheeks turning red, their lips turning red, something happening with their eyes. I love this next line. The power of the purse. I read that and I thought... The power of the purse. What?
Wow.
Yeah. So here it is.
That was not part of the 10 I was looking for.
The power of the purse. Yeah. Holding the purse loosely or putting it aside indicates ease and attraction.
Yeah. You're not clutching it next to your body
like you're terrified.
I'm not thinking you're a mugger.
Right. Well, I certainly don't have that problem of clutching my purse.
No, you forget yours everywhere you go.
Yeah. So I am very relaxed.
Poor Carl and Linda. How many times do they have to open the studio to get your purse?
You're not holding it that closely.
She's very relaxed. So the power of the purse, I think that one's just funny. Heart rate increase. Now, how do you know if somebody else's heart rate increase? I think you can tell by their pulse, and you get these little pulsations in their neck. And the breathing. The chest kind of goes up and down a little bit faster. So your heart rate increases. Yeah, go ahead.
The next one is interesting.
Yeah, feet.
Feet pointing at you.
My feet are pointing at the corner of the building
right now. What are they supposed to do? Look like they're getting ready to run, so they'd be pointed towards the exit?
I think that it's if you're interested in that person, you're turned toward that person, so your feet are going to
follow
move.
Your body.
Yeah.
Like you're leaving.
Not like you're leaving. Well,
like you want to leave.
That would be a bad sign.
Mm-hmm.
That would not be an indication of flirting.
No.
So if you just casually glance down at their feet, and if they're not pointed at you, well, it doesn't mean they're not interested. But, do we have to?
Oh, it's about that time to take another break before we go on to the next.
All right, we'll be back. Hopefully you're having as much fun as we are.
Call in.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Kindness Revolution, Wendy Douglas Insurance.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
It was a graveyard smash.
Perfect song. Thank you, Tyler.
I know.
This is Al, by the way.
And this is Ron Linko, host of the Ask Al Talk Show. You were going to say?
Happy Halloween. What I was going to say is this is Tyler's first night back in the studio after having a baby girl.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
Congratulations.
She's so beautiful and healthy. And
her pictures are just darling.
And she's keeping me up all night long, so. I'm doing the best I can, but, you know.
Thank you for being here.
Oh, no, thank you guys. I'm so glad to be back.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the talk show, and we have with us also our co-host with the most, Coco Lenny Matthews, who's going to tell us about our sponsor in just a second, as soon as I say a couple things. One, we would like you to call us with your flirting tips at 530-605-4567. You can listen to us live at KCNR1460.com. And if you have a radio close by, 96.5 FM, and if it's an older radio, 1460 AM, you can also text L at
707-499-8999.
Oh, thank you so much. You can also message each of us, either one of us, at our messenger, Ask L, Lenny Matthews, and myself, Ron Lim. And Lenny's going to tell us about our great sponsor.
Our awesome sponsor is K&S Staffing Solutions Incorporated. They are the source of your workforce. They're a great locally owned business. And they are a true industrial staffing company as well as staffing any other job you can think of. They are OSHA approved, which is a pretty big deal. And they believe in finding the right candidate for your business the first time. So that means when you call them, you need someone to fill a position. You're not going to have to go through two or three because they know the employees that they have lined up to serve you because they've done a thorough interview with them. These guys really know their people that they're sending you. So, and you can get, construction, manufacturing, hospitality, maintenance, janitorial, medical, administrative, just about anything you can think of. These guys can staff you for, and if you're an employee looking for work, endless opportunities here. I know these guys personally. They're amazing. One of their main motivators is they want to help our community, and I love that. So you can give them a call at 530-605-4517. They're on Bocelli Lane in the Bocelli Lane Shopping Center, or you can contact them at KSS4jobs.com, K&S Staffing Solutions.
Your phone number is just like ours here.
Pretty close.
Yeah, very close. All right, Elle. So.
Yeah, we're back at it. So tonight's topic is on flirting, but not just flirting. Flirting as an older person. Flirting in your later years.
Well, speaking of that, before you go on, I was just looking and Googling, and for those of you that are listening over 60, if you'd like, you can go to YouTube and pull up things, videos that actually, you know, live videos.
They give you demonstrations.
Yes, dating after 60, no BS, practical dating advice,
okay.
Dating over 63 tips to give you confidence, flirting after 60 tips for older women to attract, what do single men over 60 really you know.
Want.
Yeah. So, anyway, just a little resource for you.
I still want you to find that 10 tips. Probably never will. I wonder if you put in, like, Google and what magazine it was in. It was interesting. Okay. Anyway, I'm going to read a comment from Michael, one of our faithful listeners. He says that a body language expert said, because we were talking before about if your feet are pointed at somebody, like some of these things were cracking us up.
Eyebrow raised.
Yeah.
Red eyes.
Body language. Your feet. We came up with this. We were curious around the whole feet position thing, and he said that a body language expert said, if your feet are pointing toward the person that you're talking to, you are engaged, and in that moment, if your feet and body are facing away from the person, subconsciously, you're looking for a way out.
Exactly. So
that's
see?
What you guys were saying.
Yeah.
I love it. Thank you, Michael. I always appreciate you texting in, weighing in, and listening in.
Absolutely.
So we were talking about, so in our last 15 minutes, we were talking about body language cues. We got through that. Flirting tips from dating experts. Not a very long list.
They're probably not our age
group. No, it's from our age group. But I like it because it's natural. It's about playfulness. So keep it playful, which really comes back to, again, being authentic, being natural, being in the moment, not taking it too seriously. It's about surprise and genuine connection. So the surprise, what would the surprise be like? You know, that's the one word in there that made me go, okay, so what would that look like? Playfulness, I understand. Genuine connection, I understand. I guess that would be spontaneous. Surprise to me would be, let's be spontaneous. We don't have to make it so calculated and predictable, but being in the moment.
Where to go.
Yeah. The next is like it, being authentic. So, you know, authentic is almost something we have to practice at times because it takes confidence to embrace your true self. And you can be nervous in the moment and difficult to find your true self.
Yeah. But don't you find the older you get, the easier it is to be authentic because you get to the point where
you don't care.
You don't care.
Yeah.
You worked really hard to get where you are and sure, we all have areas to improve on, but
it's like when that expiration date is in your crosshairs, you just don't care anymore.
Yeah.
I know about the expiration date.
It's coming up. You know, you got a shelf life.
Yeah, exactly. So
life looks much different.
So keep doing the bow dancing on the boat because you never know when it's going to be your day to go.
Taking initiative, it is another way to be flirtatious. So taking initiative, that can go either way. I mean, it can not turn out well, but you're still taking the initiative. You're not going to know unless you try. And for our generation, we're older, so I tend to live in the parameters of not necessarily making the first move. But what I will do is if I'm interested in somebody, I don't hesitate to let them know by smiling.
Right.
And then looking at them for a few seconds. I'll look at them, smile, let them know I'm open. It's not like I have tons of opportunities to do this, but should I have an opportunity, this is how I would do it.
I also use compliments. I will give genuine compliments like, you know, I'm just really enjoying myself. Mm-hmm. I sure hope you are because this is really enjoyable.
Yeah, and there's a lot of mileage in that because we're going to get into the man-woman thing here for a second, but the one thing that a man wants to be able to feel like he has been successful on this date with you, that he's made it a good date, he holds himself accountable for the success of the date. And also, if he has, you know, men typically don't play to lose. And so if he feels like he's got a good chance at producing happiness in you, then you got a better chance of that going somewhere.
Right.
Don't fake it. I mean, don't.
Well,
in
the taking initiative that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Just for instance, something as simple as dinner. Like, do you like for me to say we're going to this place, or do you prefer me to say, where are some of your favorite places? Where would you like to go? That's your favorite place. Would you rather have me just tell you where we're going?
I like it when a guy says,
we're going here.
What kind of food do you like?
We just have to do that.
And then we talk about the food that we like. And if she says, I love Mexican, then I would love it for him to pick which Mexican restaurant we're going to.
And he's usually happy to do that. If you give him an indication of, man, I love steak and potatoes. Great, I know, right? He just wants to know it's going to be successful.
Right, right.
Really right.
Okay.
So but I've also had some women say, you know, I'd rather you
right,
pick a place.
Right,
right. Instead of asking me. But, hey, it depends on the woman, I guess. But I would just say, I actually do what you say, Lenny. I say, what kind of food do you like?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good way to approach it.
Instead of the place.
Right.
It's not putting the pressure on her to make the decision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a...
When they say Chinese, I say, well, Lim's Cafe is closed, so we'll have to go to Panda Express.
Time, already time for us to take a break. How is this happening?
Are you kidding me?
No, we'll be right back. Walk up in the club, I'm a flirt. When you're not at me, when I roll up on them dubs, I'm a flirt.
Sometimes when I'm with my chick on the lawn, I'm a flirt. And when she's with her... Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Kindness Revolution, Wendy Douglas Insurance.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they keep her online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
There, Tyler. This is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim with the... I don't even know that song, do I? This is Ron Lim, the co-host.
It's the Ask Elle show.
I'm one of the co-hosts of the Ask Elle radio talk show about relationships. And we also have another co-host with us, our co-host with the most, Lenny Matthews.
Good evening.
Good evening. Yeah. Our phone number here is 530-605-4567. You can listen to us live at KCNR1460.com. If you don't want to call in, you can always text Elle on her phone at
707-499-8999.
Thank you, girls, ladies. Yeah, so, Lenny, tell us about our fabulous sponsors.
K&S Staffing, yes. They are our sponsor. They are a staffing solution business, locally owned. These guys are awesome. I know them personally, husband and wife team. Love that they're locals. They get to know their employees and their list of employers. So they have a true match. The employees that I know that have gone there and gotten jobs through them have been absolutely thrilled.
I would think this leads to longevity.
Yes. They do a great job of matching the employee with the employer. And the employees love it there. I guess the team is just, they're like family. So they're really, really easy to work with, very comfortable. They care about you. They do long interviews to find out who the person is and how they would be matched for employment. And they're also a true industrial staffing company, which is OSHA approved. So it opens up a lot more doors than just your general run-of-the-mill staffing company. So you can give them a call, or you can contact them at kss4jobs.com. They're here in Reading.
Where's that?
Thank you, Lenny.
Where are they located?
Off of Bocelli Lane in the Bocelli Square.
And thank you, KNS Staffing.
Yeah, thank you very much. So, we have our last 10, 15 minutes.
That's crazy. This time went so fast. We're not even off the first page of notes. Like, we're halfway through. So, I'm just going to try to get through this list.
We're talking about flirting, if you're just tuned in.
Yes, and if you're continuing to tune in with us, thank you very much for hanging in there with us. And so, some ways of flirting, because most of us here in the studio, if not all of us, none of that, not speaking for you, Tyler, but just don't have the flirting thing down.
Tyler just said earlier that he still flirts with his wife.
That's awesome.
All day long, I got to make jokes, man. I'm a comedian. That's the most important thing to do.
That's awesome. And I want to say that is a good, if you can make somebody laugh.
But then that way you're genuine. You don't have to force it. You just, you know, sit there and you try to make them laugh. And if you do that successfully, then they're going to want to hang out with you. Then guess what? They're going to flirt with you.
There's a lot to be said for that. But if you're not a funny person, like me, I'm not naturally funny. I'm like not that person that has the comedic one-liners, snappy rejoiners,
but the comebacks. That's not all about being funny. You don't have to be witty to be funny. Mm-hmm. And I think
you are one of the funniest
people I know.
Thank you, Lenny.
You're welcome.
Next week we'll talk about fooling your friends.
I love your sarcasm.
Something I've noticed in here very quickly, Elle, is they talk a lot about confidence.
And you're talking about in the note. Yeah, confidence is key.
Yeah, over and over, they're always saying confidence. What if you're rusty at dating? What if you're out there kind of feeling out of your element and you aren't confident?
Right. And so think about anything that you do for the first time.
Right.
You do not feel confident. But at some point, you learned to do it. Any job that you've done, initially it's terrifying. You make a lot of mistakes. You don't know what you're doing. But after a while and familiarity, then you feel confident in what you're doing. And confidence isn't necessarily walking around, I'm a great person, I'm amazing, I just feel so great. But confidence is having the belief that you're good at a specific thing.
Or you're enough. You're okay. You're comfortable in your own skin.
And that takes practice. So if you're not comfortable in this, it's hard because here is the threat of rejection. But practice. Get out.
Yes.
Find ways to strike up conversations with people with no motive. Just think about striking up a conversation with people, and the more you do it, the more comfortable. If it's not natural to you.
Yeah, it's almost like just easy socializing. And, you know, I find that when I'm really uncomfortable, because I think everybody has a level of where they're not completely confident in a certain situation. What I do is I smile. And I say hello, and I ask one question, and then I stand there and smile and listen until I start to relax.
And there's an opening.
I let them take over. And so now you're off the hook. You can just stand and breathe and relax.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yes, one question. And then it's an authentic question. You're asking them about themselves. It gives them an opportunity to feel like you're interested. And then it creates so many more opportunities to ask more questions.
Exactly.
Great strategy. And it does take practice. When I was young, as a young girl and as a teen, I don't want to say I was shy, but I really did not know how to go out and talk to people or have conversations with people. So I just started watching the people that were successful at it. and did what they did.
Right.
And in time, and by the time I was in my 20s, I was working for the airlines and crisis management specialist, so I had picked up on that skill, and obviously there was something natural. You know, we will all have different variations on how we succeed in that, but, you know, for me, just practicing, doing what other people do, imitating it, modeling, it's just modeling. People
yeah.
modeling behavior for you. So some things that we're going to just go down this list, and this keeps coming up, compliments. Acknowledge interests or qualities beyond the physical appearance, not, man, you sure are hot or you sure are sexy. I don't know. We don't really say that at our age, do we?
No.
I don't know.
Privately.
I never say
privately.
That.
Privately. In my head. Okay, there you go. But compliments, acknowledging, really, truly acknowledging their interests. We talked about that with the flying. And that creates engaging conversations. And the engaging conversation is really what's going to create that connection. And it comes back around to connection, doesn't it? I mean, a successful flirting is a successful connection.
You know, I think the conversation thing here, especially with we're talking about over 60, right? Kind of.
Yeah.
So, yes, we are. 50s,
over
60. 60s.
We've all had full life experiences.
Yes.
And so we all have a lot to we can talk about.
Absolutely.
Right? We can
yes.
Engage in all kinds of conversations, and that
yes.
keeps it interesting.
Yes.
And
good point.
I just want to say authentic doesn't mean droning on and on and mm-hmm. on about your problems. But
yeah.
you don't want to be dishonest about your problems.
Right.
So you might want to say something like, yeah, I've got this
baggage.
I've got this situation. I've got this, you know, I've had these things happen, but I'm working on it.
But
and that's
does
enough.
Does that come up during a flirting thing? Flirting is, I think, in the, well, not
well,
always in the
fair
beginning.
Question.
The,
fair
but,
question.
Yeah. So, I find that if you're nervous, you talk too much about yourself. You need to say something just to get them engaged and then ask them open-ended questions and be quiet and let them talk a little bit.
Open-ended
know?
Questions are questions that don't lead to a yes or no answer.
Exactly. Yes.
What right. are your thoughts on this? How would you do this if that were you? Those are open-ended questions. Avoid overthinking, reciprocity, and respect. So that one is about boundaries and moving on gracefully. So basically that one is about if they're not interested, if they're not showing interest, move on. Be gracious about it. Don't, you know, don't get
don't
know it.
Don't laugh and say, yeah.
Yeah. confidence keeps coming up. You're right, Lenny.
Mm-hmm.
And part of confidence is embracing your age and experience, because confidence is attractive. And I got to say something to this, because these days there are so many filters out there, and I rarely use filters. And you get some people using so many filters.
They feel catfished when the other guy meets them.
Yeah.
Right. And then where is the confidence in that?
Exactly.
Really, where is the confidence in that?
Well, I totally agree, because you know what? I'm proud of my age, because I'm lucky I got this far. So, and I have a lot of laugh lines, and that's because I've been really happy. So,
and you're funny.
Thank
you.
You
are naturally one of the funniest
funny.
People. Yes.
That comes into playful teasing.
Yeah, and you're very
you know,
playful.
You have some playful teasing dancing moves.
She, you are so
not
funny.
Not that kind of teasing.
She does. If we go out,
that's flirtatious kind of.
We go out with her. She, yeah, but in a very funny,
no, very classic,
slapstick, classy, yeah, theatrical kind of way. She's good. Playful,
gosh.
So playful teasing, create mystery. I'm on the fence about this one, but I get the point, which is don't reveal everything immediately. Listen, you do not want to, you know, let it all hang out. Initially,
no. You got to keep something in your pocket.
So we're gonna.
We're running out of time.
I got the wrap it up.
Oh,
fine,
it was so fun.
Well, it was fun. There was a lot more to share.
There's a lot more.
This was fun. You can look it up. It was easy to Google this stuff.
Go to YouTube.
So,
and,
thank you
happy
for joining
Halloween
us tonight.
Night. Be careful out there.
See you next week.
Bye bye. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.